service that you provide, okay? Not just handyman, okay?
All right.
Hi there,
yeah, I do,
Terry.
I really do most of tree service with handyman, but I do both.
Hi, Terry. Thanks for holding.
Yes,
my name is Paul. Hi, I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. I did just jump on the end of the call here. So tree service, handyman, anything for trees, like trimming, take down an entire tree? Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
What about stump grinding? I know that not everyone has a stump grinder. They don't want to be found for a stump that already exists.
I have a guy that does it.
I can
call anytime.
So you'd be okay with like taking out or grinding out an existing stump and not just the ones that you take the tree down for? Great. That's good because more services that you provide, more services we can get you found for. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase, anything someone types in. I mean, as long as they're kind of in the Hot Springs area needing a service that you provide, we'll make sure that your business pops up as one of those top options. Now, I'm sure that you use Google yourself. In fact, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we go when we don't know who to call. That's the power of this particular listing. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you as a top option. Of course, they'll just be doing a search for those services. And then, of course, from there, they'll be able to call you directly. So it's not anything at all like a paid lead service where you pay for a lead and then chase down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. With this, you'll just get those calls. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate. Lulu's requesting that I apply a new business rate. You're at 3 years in. You just do qualify for that new business rate, but it is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. So I understand why Lulu's requesting I apply it here. Now, while it is a promotional rate for a young company, it is not, Terry, an introductory rate. So it's not ever going to balloon up on you later on down the road. In fact, it would never go up, not even by a penny. It would just be the flat rate. In this case, with that reduction in the cost, you're looking at month-to-month $199.00. That's the exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Now, it's not just for Google. To make sure that Google recognizes you as a top option and puts you on the first page, that means we'll create the content that the search engines search for. In fact, as a Google Premier partner, we know that Google indexes currently almost 70 different destinations and directories. So we'll create that content, everything from, you know, fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, to the dozens and dozens of destinations and directories that are not as well known to the public, but they're equally important, equally weighted for Google, and all of them will be talking about your services and your service area. That's what's going to have you pop up in that local map. That's what's going to get your phone ringing. Now, I noticed that you don't currently have a website. Do you have photos, though, like before and after photos of the work that you're able to do?
I have some. I need to get more, and just that habit of mine. I need to just take some pictures, but I do have a few.
You're not alone in that, you know, and we certainly understand. The reason that I ask, though, as a new business, you know, we don't expect our clients to have a website already, especially the younger companies. And since our job is not just to list you on the first page, it's to make sure that the people who see you there do have the good and compelling reasons why they would want to call you. Terry, I actually want to include a website for you at no additional cost. Not only the initial construction of that website, also the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website. So we can use the photos you've got now. As we send you new jobs, you can take new photos or even videos, and we can add that content to the website. There would never be any additional cost for that. In fact, like I said, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So it's not anything at all like a lead-based service where it depends on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With this, you're not paying per lead, per click, per call or job, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still a flat rate. Now, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. Lulu put in the notes, it's pretty much you and one other guy. It's going to get you, though, a steady stream of calls from residential clients that are looking for a guy who can do what you can do. They'll be calling you directly and specifically, Terry, after seeing the website, so they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for, and by the time they decide to call you, pretty much they're hoping you answer the phone, that you're available to do the job, and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, of course, you use Google, so I don't have to tell you, you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that keyword search, and of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call your company. The ones that do, though, like I said, they're calling pretty much with the intent to hire you, so it's a very high conversion rate, and getting your phone ringing, I think, is what you're looking for here. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown even of the keywords and search phrases that you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and residential clients will call you directly. The contact form on the website will also allow them to tell you where they live, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, Terry, does repopulate right on your tracking system. So you know how much work you're getting. You know where it's coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, is there like a, what, do you have an app or something that, that keeps up with things that I can
there is a downloadable app for your smartphone, and you'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. So like I said, you can see where the work is coming from, how much work you're getting. You can also see the work that we're doing. I mean, we will, like I said, create almost 70 different destinations and directories. They all will have their own clickable icon through your client dashboard. You can open up your Super Pages listing or your Yelp listing. You can see that that content is created, that it's accurate, that it, you know, attaches to the .com website that we'll create for you. And that is what's going to get you on that first page. The quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations and directories that Google indexes, all of it talking about your services and your service area. So, of course, you'll have 24/7 access to track that. There's a lot, actually, that you can do through your tracking system. You can upload photos so we can add them to your website, or, of course, you can continue to email us photos as well. You can print out invoices for tax purposes, that kind of thing. And you do have 24/7 access to that. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about was actually the Angie Leads, the Home Advisor profile that Lulu attached here. I think she found it when she was looking for a website. I know that's a very different service. I know it can be very expensive paying for leads. Are you using it currently? Are you actively paying for leads right now?
I had them put me on hold for right now.
Okay.
Because I keep too much work and
too many leads, not necessarily jobs, but it's definitely hitting your bank account every time they send you that lead. You are able to take on more work though, right?
Yeah, I mean, like right now with them, I'd have to cut my leads off for I don't know, two or three weeks after I get four or five in for me to get through the four or five, you know, land two or three of them, depending on how big they are. Some of them are week-long jobs, some of them are two or three days.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
My last job, I'll turn it back on. They overload me again. I'll shut them back off.
Yeah, so that's the one thing about a lead service that most business owners like, that you can pause it. And you can do the same with us. You know, it is a month-to-month service, so if you get more work than you can take on, you can pause it. Of course, if you need to go on vacation, you can pause it. You can pause it seasonally even if necessary. And it is completely at will. So, of course, you can discontinue the agreement at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. That being said, as long as you are satisfied and choose to use the service, you are looking at that exact flat rate. It will never go up on you. Now, we are looking to find just one company in the area providing these services for us to work with. Strict Google guidelines, only one business at a time per area and industry. Obviously, that works out better for our clients, which works out better for us, too. You know, we do put in a lot of time and resources to get you on that first page. And in this case, like I said, we'd be doing it at a 50% reduction in the normal cost. It would never be $3.99. Like I said, it's just the $1.99 with that website included. In all honesty, we would have to earn your business for a few months just for us to break even. But we do know our clients stay with it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. But again, we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. It is a month-to-month service. Is that something that you think you might want? More phone calls and opportunities to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you?
Yeah, I just need more control over what I have right now, because I'm just sorry being taken advantage of. It's getting out of hand. And this is the second time I've been with them.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Yeah. I mean, it used to be Home Advisor, and even before that, it was called Service Magic about 9 years ago, and maybe 9 months ago, it switched over. The parent company that already owned Home Advisor bought out Angie's List about 3 years ago, but it was only an official switch about 9 months ago, kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor powered by Angie now. You know, like I said, you don't have to stop using that service. There's no direct conflict with the paid lead service and what we do, although a lot of my clients find out they can scale back or even shut off their lead service once we get their phone ringing. I think every business owner prefers direct phone calls versus paying for and chasing down leads. So if this allows you to have more control over that lead service, maybe even keep your leads paused, if not all the time, at least most of the time, you know, not spending so much money or spending so much time chasing down leads, getting your phone ringing directly from someone who saw your website that will build for you, you know, high conversion rate, very good use of your time talking to people interested in hiring you. Let's be honest. I mean, you're not a hair salon. You're not a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable at that $1.99. Even one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would offset the cost of our service, and especially with the website. You know, we are looking to fill this position. Like I said, we can only work with one business at a time. You know, being that it is that flat rate with the website included, is that something that you would want for your business at this point? More phone calls?
Well, I mean, I'm cool with it, but I need to know a little bit more number things. How long does it take for kicking in and working? And so, I mean, I've got a good bit of just word of mouth work going on too. So.
Right. And like I said, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on. But when it is a month to month service, we do have to start getting your phone ringing pretty quick. You know, it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. We'll create the content on those directories as well in that same period of time. To get your phone ringing. So, you know, if it gets your phone ringing in a couple of weeks, obviously it's designed to earn your business even in that first month. And then after that, once everything's already in place and you're on that first page, being able to pick and choose the jobs that are most profitable for you, you know, whether it's the job that's closer to home or the smaller job you can get done and move on to that next one, or even if it's a slightly bigger job, but you know it's going to pay you well for your time. Maybe just the materials involved would mean a higher profit margin for you. And of course, when you're not paying for every single lead, you're not feeling compelled to take anything that turns into work. You'll actually be able to be more selective, kind of cherry pick, working smarter versus harder, making you more money for the time that you spend. That's going to help you out at the end of the day, the end of the year. So it would be, like I said, that flat rate on a month-to-month basis. One thing I'd actually be willing to do here, you know, there's usually a setup fee that attaches to that first month, but, you know, I want to make it affordable for you. You know, obviously you have to be able to handle the extra work to make it worth your while, but the return on investment is always the most important part of that ROI equation. And as long as you can handle a little bit more work here and there, I know you're going to be profitable at that $199, and especially if I waive that $99 setup fee, save you an extra $100 out the door. So it would just be that $199 to get started.
Yeah. Yeah, I could probably do that, man.
Great. I mean, you know, Google it, right? I mean, it's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new client that finds you online would become someone who can use your services again down the road and recommend you to their friends and family. Now, it's Terry's Handyman Service, right? That's how you want the business to be branded online?
Well, I kind of need it put Terry's Handyman in pre-service.
That's right. Let me do that. And on the business card, it says Antry Service. Is the and going to be the word A-N-D spelled out or the ampersand, the symbol for the word?
Ooh, let me look real quick. I can't remember for sure. Hang on.
That's okay.
I can send you all the pail. I can send you all the...
Yeah, yeah, we're going to want... if you've got a logo or anything like that, we'd want that to put on the website.
All right. One second. I've got them in here. I got a whole stack of them. I've had a coworker with me lately, and he's moving stuff around, so I haven't found it.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
You got a whole box of business for me? Okay. It says A-N-D.
A-N-D, okay. And we would want the branding to be consistent with everything, so it'll be verified by Google and Bing. Terry's T-E-R-R-Y apostrophe S, Handyman, and then A-N-D, and Tree Service. And it's Tree Service, not Tree Services, right? Or Handyman and Tree Services, Tree Service?
This says Tree Service.
Gotcha. So Terry's Handyman and Tree Service. And then Terry, is the phone number that we're speaking on the one you want your customers to call, the business number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the 501-276-1446, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Good, yeah. Like I said, you'll just get direct phone calls most of the time, but if someone fills out that contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. And as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form so you could get those requests. And then for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for the business?
Well, it's a personal email, but it's the only one I got. Well,
that's fine.
I use,
that's fine. Terry
W. Stratton.
Could you spell that?
P-E-R-R-Y. W-S-H-E-L-T-O-N.
Oh, Shelton.
1980.
Gotcha. You said 1980? 1980?
1981.
Oh, 81. And that was at Gmail, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I've got Terry W. Shelton, 1981 at gmail.com. So definitely a personal email, and that's fine, Mr. Shelton. Like I said, it's really just more for us to contact you regarding your account. you know, send you longer pieces of information by email. It will be attached to the contact form on the website, but no one will see that physical email address. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, usually the method most appropriate to the information that we'll send out to you. A lot of the times it's just going to be a quick phone call or maybe a text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those?
Either phone or text would be more reliable than anything.
Yeah. And that's usually the case for service-based business when you're out in the field most of the days. And that is the case for you, right? You are 100% service-based. You always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no showroom or physical location that we would be promoting for your business online, right? No address for your company?
No, sir. I go to the job and do them.
Yeah.
You know, if it's they needed something done, then I'll come home and do it, but I don't really advertise out of my house.
Right. No, of course. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are basically run out of the home or out of the truck. And, you know, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address for you. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. But on the Angie Leads profile, there is a physical address, and I think it might be your residence, 362 Beach Haven Road, 71913. Yes. Is that your residence?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. You know, like I said, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door. You're just going to be listed city and state, not that physical street address, not even a zip code. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, Mr. Shelton, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. The other thing that I'll do, and it is required of us as we are Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're actually waiving the setup fee altogether, reducing the cost of the subscription as a flat rate, including a website, etc. Terry, the voice verification is recorded, Mr. Shelton, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward in all honesty. I'm required to read it, like I said, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Shelton, give me just a quick second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Terry. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." Mr. Shelton, it says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
Terry's Handyman and Tree Service.
Perfect. That's how I've got that with the word A-N-D spelled out. And then, Mr. Shelton, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Hey, I need to change that "and" to a symbol. I look at the card. It is a symbol.
Oh, good. Well, let me change that then. I actually think that grabs people's attention a little bit more and makes them look at it twice. I know that's the case for me anyway. So I've got that now updated to Terry's Handyman and Tree Service with the symbol for the word A-N-D and not the word "and" spelled out. And then, Mr. Shelton, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Terry Shelton, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Shelton, as the owner of Terry's Handyman and Tree Service, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. Yes, sir. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Terry, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Shelton, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you directly. Terry, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Shelton, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, it also says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of the Angie leads. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Mr. Shelton, we ask that you at least let us know. Terry, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we will create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning. We also do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. With all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, that 50% reduction in the cost of the service as a fixed rate with the website included at no additional cost and with the setup fee being waived altogether, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 21st of September, in the very discounted total amount of just $199.00. Terry, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there is no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Terry, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. Shelton, that landing page is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. We do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Terry, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Shelton, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Terry, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Shelton, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then Terry, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
A Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
Your name, is it first and last? Is the middle initial of W there?
It's Terry Wayne Shelton, Jr.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4432.
Okay.
6441.
Yes, sir.
9700.
Yes, sir.
5551.
Okay. And then, Mr. Shelton, the expiration month and year?
05/27.
05 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
429.
429. So I've got 429/429 on the back, and then May or 05 of 2027 for the expiration. Terry, was the card itself 4432? 6441 9700 5551.
Yes.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card, the home address, the 362 Beachhaven Road, 71913?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. In about a minute here, Terry, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let's see, we'll give you just a second. I can get something added on.
Oh, no problem. Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Terry, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is central. Of course, you can email 24/7, and if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then depending on who your phone carrier is, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, just kind of that basic information and a couple of others. So it looks like I might even be able to get you in. It's a little bit short notice, but I might still be able to get you in here at 1 o'clock. Other than that, it looks like we can do 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, but we're booked out after that. Would 3 o'clock work out for you?
We can. What day are we talking about?
This would be today. It's a half-hour phone call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 30 minutes or so. You don't have to be in front of a computer. Like I said, they usually ask for a little bit more heads-up, but I might be able to get you in at 1 o'clock. Otherwise, there is for sure a 3 o'clock.
Here's the deal is I'm booked up until 6 o'clock. I'm actually supposed to do the job.
Can we do tomorrow at 9 or as late as 5 tomorrow?
Let's say 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
10, that'll be perfect. Yeah. We try to get our client interviews done as quickly as we can. So if we're going out to tomorrow, it's pretty wide open. So you're going to receive tomorrow at 9 o'clock a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10. The call would probably get to you, though, in all reality, about 10:10 or something like that, one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. And I'm going to send you also in just a second here a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Terry, did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yes, I got the Local Splash. You can copy the invoice to the email we have on file. Yes, sir.
Right, and then it should say click here. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. On the left-hand side, do you see that?
It's coming up. Yeah, Google Business Profile Optimization, landing page, all that.
Correct. Yeah. So obviously, we'll optimize your business on both Google and Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people using Bing over Google, but we still want you to get those phone calls. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. The landing page is your website, etc. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. In the longer box, Terry, below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there or type it out. It is case sensitive. In fact, appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. There's no comma after Shelton or period after Junior, but everything as it appears right there. I want you to type it into the box, click the confirm signature box just below it. But that does a few things. It lets us know that you know it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've included the website for you. It does allow us to get the Google PIN card sent out to you so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. It actually allows us to get a head start on things even before we do that client interview. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and password. If you see that, you can stop right there. The reason it's asking you for a username and password, two things. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true in this case. I think if you put in a password right now, would just give you an error message that the page hasn't been created yet. But in the next couple of days, certainly right after we do that client interview, we'll create that content. And once there is something for us to track, you'll get the username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. I can give you the username, though. That cannot be changed, but it is easy for you to remember. It's just the number that we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Just 501-276-1446. That's always going to be the username. And any email correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. That will allow us to easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. The client interview invitation that I sent out to you by email also has your username, your name, and your phone number on it. When they do the client interview tomorrow, they'll also give you photos at localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S, if you wanted to email the photos team directly. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up at the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow. But I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, Terry. I certainly appreciate your time. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.